You're listening to Archer Radio.
Today is Thursday, June 9th, 2005. I'd like to welcome all of those new listeners to the podcast, and of course, welcome back all of you oldies but goodies. I appreciate you downloading and listening to the podcast. Today, I got onto the website and took a look at that nasty picture I posted there yesterday. And I must say that I looked like shit. Did anyone else notice how bad I looked? I mean, all of the equipment sitting on the desk is great and all, but oh my god, I didn't realize I looked like shit. I purposely took the picture, but really just to show off the equipment and show you what the setup was, but I didn't realize that I looked so bad. So, forgive me for looking so bad on that picture. Now, of course, that inspired me to get my hair cut after work today. About 3 weeks ago, the boyfriend gave me, as part of my birthday weekend, he got me a haircut, a really nicely done salon-style haircut, and it was very nice. But I swear, in like the last 3 weeks, my hair has grown like an inch and a half, and it's really, really fast. So I decided today to stop off on the way home from work and get a haircut, and that's what I did. I go to this little, it used to be a barber shop, but now it's run by this Asian lady, and she gives me the same haircut every time, and it's cheap, and you know, I can just walk in there and get a haircut. I don't have to make an appointment or, you know, see anybody special. So I went there today, and when I got there, there was a guy already sitting in the chair, and I had my iPod shuffle when I was listening to my podcast for the day, so I just sat down and waited. And then within like 3 or 4 minutes, the guy was done, and she was trying to ring him up. And of course, she sold him some hair products that he probably didn't need because his hair was shorter than mine. Actually, I was looking at the bottle; it was some kind of scalp treatment. I don't know, but he went to pay with a credit card, and she obviously doesn't use her little credit card machine very often, because what she did, instead of charging him $33, she charged him $330. And then she didn't know how to credit the credit card back so that he wouldn't be charged that. So he had to go over there over to where the machine was and figure it out and credit his own credit card back $330. And then charge him $33. I thought that was funny. And of course, I'm standing there watching this, and I'm thinking, oh, I need to podcast about this because that lady was, you know, stupid. And then, of course, he leaves, and I sit down and start to get my hair cut. Well, the thing with this lady is, I like the way she cuts my hair, but I can't understand a word she is saying. She's got an extremely thick Asian accent. I think she's from the Philippines. At least I think that's where she's from. And she asks me questions, and I have no fucking idea what she's saying to me. So I end up saying a lot of yeses and uh-huhs and stuff like that. And I'm wondering, you know, is she asking me, like, can I borrow $1,000? And I'd say, uh-huh. I wouldn't even know it. And then sometimes I would ask her to, you know, I would say, what? Excuse me? Like I didn't hear her. But it reminded me so much of the UFN show. Last week, one of the shows, it was just Nathan and Patrick, and they were talking about getting their haircuts and what do you do when you get your haircut. Well, the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about their show and what they were talking about, and I did exactly that. I made the small talk, but then after a while, when she started to cut in the front, I closed my eyes, and I kept my eyes closed for the rest of the time. But she would still talk to me with my eyes closed, so I'd have to open them. But for the most part, I kept my eyes closed, which is a good thing anyway, because sometimes it feels like she's cutting my hair wrong. And then at one point, I did open my eyes and realized that she had parted my hair on the wrong side and was cutting it to that direction. So I had to stop her and say, oh, you know, I parted on the other side. And she goes, oh, you know, I can never tell which side you part. You know, I don't know what the accent is, but that's what she was doing. She's, you know, saying, oh, I don't know which side you put your hair on. So I had to correct her. So I got my hair cut after school, and it looks pretty good. I need to take a shower, though, because that's one thing I hate about getting my hair cut, is you have all those little bits of hair all over you, and it itches the hell out of my back and my shoulders, and I hate that. Because she never does. She never puts the little wrap thing on very tight so all the hair goes down my shirt. So then I get home from work, and, you know, I'm thinking about the things I want to talk about today, and I look on the Yahoo News and find out that our dear President Bush started talking today about the Patriot Act. Well, you might remember that the Patriot Act was put together right after, you know, September 11th, and it was basically giving more power to law enforcement agencies so that they can do, you know, background checks and search your, basically giving them the freedom to do whatever they want, and that, you know, is never good. But the point is that most of the provisions in the act are due to expire on December 31st, which would be a very good thing, because I think the Patriot Act is way too intrusive into private citizens' lives. You know, and the justification is that it's for terrorism, but if they can enact it for terrorism, they can, I'm sure they can turn around to be, you know, invasive or, you know, get into your private lives. You know, they can turn around and say, oh, you know, the gays are terrorists, we need to, you know, have the ability to, you know, track their mail or whatever. So I basically think the Patriot Act is one of the worst things that has come out of 9/11. And of course, the Civil Liberties Union today, right after his speech, I'll even just read what they said. It says, the Civil Liberties Union says the act created an overly broad definition of domestic terrorism that could apply to some protesters, including pro-abortion rights demonstrators or anti-war protesters. And think about that. As strong as people feel about different issues today, if you decide that you're going to go protest, you know, the Supreme Court taking on an abortion case, with the Patriot Act, they can take a look into your background and find out all kinds of shit about you simply because you protested in a, you know, a nonviolent demonstration. It's kind of scary. It's very scary, as a matter of fact. And I kind of hope, well, Bush was saying today that he hopes that the Congress will continue the provisions of the Patriot Act past December 31st. So I guess they're working on voting on that. But it will be a sad day if that shit goes through. There is one part of the Patriot Act that does not expire. And which one is it? Oh, I can't remember. Where was it? Well, the provisions that do expire are the ones that allow wider use of wiretaps, specifically where a terrorism threat is suspected, and the so-called roving surveillance, which involves giving the authority to use wiretaps and other surveillance against an individual rather than against a specific telephone or computer, which means they can just listen to your phone and, you know, and if you had file sharing on turned on your computer, they could find out what's on your computer. Watch out, gay boys, they're going to find all your porn on there. Now, it also allows the FBI to access the records for an entity, including a library or a bookstore, by claiming that they are needed for an intelligence investigation. That's just so scary. It's just scary. Then there's another one that's called Section 213, which is known as the sneak and peek provision, which, excuse me, effectively allowed police to avoid giving warning before making any kind of search of personal property. That's the one that does not expire at the end of the year, which is really scary. They can, without you even knowing, they can be sneaking and peeking into your personal and private life. You know, both Wanda Wisdom and Madge Weinstein were saying, well, Madge Weinstein yesterday and Wanda Wisdom today, that, you know, people need to be mad about this crap and do something about it, not just sit back and let it happen. Now, I'd be the first one to say, I don't know what to do. But Wanda said, talk about it on your podcast. If you have a podcast, talk about it. So here I am talking about it and, you know, letting people know, at least that handful of people who do listen to the podcast, that your freedoms are disappearing, people. You may not realize it. It may not be happening overnight, but slowly our freedoms are being eroded. And you better hope that in the next election something drastic happens. We can't let these fucking Republicans have another 4 years. I know we've got time, we've got a couple of years to think about this, but look what Bush is doing in his second term. He's got too much power. Now, I'm really hoping that, well, because it's already been showing up that Congress isn't going along with everything he wants to do, because they're just getting a little tired of him having so much control and power. So maybe they will see that, you know, personal freedoms are being eroded and will not pass, you know, not continue to pass this Patriot Act. Oh, I remember when the Patriot Act came out, I was scared then. Luckily, as far as I know, nothing has happened to me, and nothing has happened to anybody that I know, but the fact remains that they could use it. Anyway, moving on to lighter things. I think it's time we should move on to lighter things. If you want to call it lighter things, I was going to talk about how fucking hot it was again today. I know I keep bringing up the weather, but Jesus, it was hot. Right now it's 87 degrees, and I believe it got up to 89 or 90 degrees today. And I know that temperature doesn't sound very high, but when you factor in the fucking humidity, oh my God, it's just like dripping off of you. Well, me, because I sweat like a pig. And, you know, that's another reason that I got my hair cut, because I sweat so bad and then my hair looks like shit. So with a much shorter haircut, I am not as bad. I'm not as hot. And it looks like we're going to be getting some thunderstorms coming in tonight, so it's probably a good thing I'm doing this podcast now, because I hate to lose power. And actually, the thunderstorms aren't that far away. I got the TV on watching. And the Doppler radar shows that the thunderstorms are coming our way. So be prepared for that. Now, there was yesterday, I asked for people to submit sweepers for the show. Well, we have our first sweeper. Actually, I got three of them, but three of them from the same person. Of course, you remember David of Dating with David. Well, he created three sweepers, and I'm going to play one in just a minute, but he created three sweepers and emailed them to me in MP3 format. Thank you, David. And he used what I said, and then he made up his own, so I was really happy with that. So take a minute and listen to David's sweeper.
Hey, this is David with Dating with David. Catch me exclusively on archerradio.com.
Wasn't that cool? Very cool, David. Thank you for doing that. Now, see, what I need to do is have enough of these sweepers so that I can play them without talking about them, that they just show up in the show, because that's kind of the point. So anybody else out there, especially people who podcast like Mr. Poos or Jimmy McBean or John Ong, feel free to send me a sweeper, and I would do the same for you. Actually, I should probably just do it anyway and send them to people.
It's time for listener email.
That's right. Let's talk about listener email. We got an email, of course, from our loyal listener, Peter. And Peter said that he is going to have to check out the movie All About Eve, because he had not seen that before. And he talked about different music he listens to. And he says he doesn't mind listening to a whole album, because he and I were talking about music. And I say, oh, I just like to listen to, you know, a song here, a song there. I don't listen to one whole album all the way through. I used to do that when I was much younger. And actually, I used to do that when I was in my Bruce Springsteen phase in the early to mid-80s. I had to have every Bruce Springsteen album that was out. And I would sit in my room with the headphones. I'm sure some of you boys did this too. And you would just, like, lay on your bed and listen to the album from start to finish. And I would listen to it so much that I'd be able to sing along those songs. I'm sure I sounded like shit, but it was fun nonetheless. Anyway, so Peter, thank you for the email. And he and I are going to try to work out doing a phone conversation that I can record. But and he's right. He says in here that we should probably just let it go free flow and see what we talk about. And then if it's worth it, I'll put it in the podcast. We'll see, Peter. So thank you for the email. Then, of course, I got my history.com email, which comes every day. And on June 9th, 1973, Secretariat won the Triple Crown. I don't know if that was the last time the Triple Crown was won or not, but good for you, Mr. Secretariat, and I think he's dead now. But of more general interest, let's see. I guess I could click on this link, because it was in 1954 that Joseph McCarthy, it was on June 9th that Joseph Welch, the special counsel for the U.S. Army, lashed out at Senator Joseph McCarthy during the hearings on whether communism had infiltrated the U.S. armed forces. So that was the day that people started standing up against Senator McCarthy. We should remember that with all the shit that's going on now. Let's see, what else? Oh, in 1934, Donald Duck debuted. Isn't that sweet? In 1956, Patricia Cornwall was born. It says is born, but it would be was born. Oh, I don't know. I guess that's all of the history, but I don't need to talk about, do that little history thing. Did I get any other email? I guess I should check. Yes, I did get an email from David of Dating with David. After he sent the sweepers, he sent another email saying to tell me that he will have an update tonight, late tonight, after he goes to the gym, because, he goes on, what's today, Thursday? I guess he goes twice a week and then on the weekends. But he says that he will have an update tonight about Trainer Boy and how that's going. So maybe he will see him at the gym tonight and either talk or have something happen. So maybe we'll have that on tomorrow's podcast. Oh, and speaking of tomorrow's podcast, I'm going to try to get the boyfriend to sit down with me and do a podcast, because he hasn't been on the show for a while. And he's coming over tomorrow night, because on Saturday we are going to go to Ingleside Winery in Virginia. They're having a special, it's like a jazz music dinner kind of thing. And it's not dressy, so this is not the one we're going to dress up for, but it goes from 4 to 8, and it's like a 2-hour drive to get there. So I made reservations at a cheap hotel to stay in Saturday night, and we'll come back Sunday, so that should be fun. And it's always fun to have sex in a hotel. You just feel, like sneaky, not dirty, but sneaking around. Plus, in the county that we're going to, they probably wouldn't, like that very much, just to know that two men were having sex in their hotel. Too damn bad. They won't know. But they probably will figure it out, because we're getting a king-size bed for two guys, so that should be interesting. Who gives a shit? Let them think what they want to think. I don't care. Now, moving on to listener comments. On the website, I got, I think it was 4 comments from yesterday's show. And let's just click on here and see. Oh, we got a comment from Nathan from the UFN show. And he says I have the ghettoest podcast setup ever after seeing yours. He says, God, we need sponsors for our equipment. Well, Mr. Nathan of Nathan Tia, you might remember I got a $400 gift card from work, so I didn't finance this. This is all the stuff I bought with the $400 gift card. Well, at least the microphone and the mixer box and all that kind of stuff, and the cords and stuff. And then we got a comment from Mr. Poos, and Mr. Poos says pretty much the same thing, and he says, I'm making all the other podcasters look silly with my real mic and mixer. and whatnot, he says. He's so funny. If you haven't listened to Mr. Poos, you've got to.
You know he's gay, right?
He's been down lately, so I hope, Mr. Poos, you get out of your bad mood or your depression and you get back to normal. And then we got a comment from Beth, and she says, it looks like we're starting a real radio station. I'm so high tech. Nah, not really. It's totally, you know, if it wasn't for the money I got, excuse me, this would be ghettoized, as Nathan says. And Beth says she's looking forward to listening to W on a podcast. She says, please, 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 please make a podcast with W. They're always so funny. I know. He makes me crack up when he's talking with me. So, Beth, we're going to do that tomorrow night. It may not be posted until late Friday evening, but I'm hoping to have it, you know, do one with him. I'm going to burp. Excuse me. I don't care. I can do whatever I want. It's my show. Fuck you. That sounds like Mr. Poos. Sorry. So thank you for the comment, Beth. Oh, and I wanted to mention, too, that Beth said she was serious about the men in California, that there are no good men out in California. Well, if you all know anybody out in California who's a good man for Beth, you can go to her webpage, which is capeladybug.blogspot.com, and email her and check it out. You know, I should put a link to her, because that's her blog, and I've checked it out from time to time. It looks like she's got a new... Oh my gosh, she's using the same design that I use on the... Beth, you sneaky little girl. That's the same layout that I use on my Archer Radio page. You must have been sneaking around. Good for you, girl. Also, you should check out her blog. It's funny. This one today is about, I don't know what it's about, but anyway. Oh, it's something about the bridesmaid's dresses for her brother's wedding. So anyway, I'll put a link on the show, and I should write myself a note. Link to Beth. Okay. So that you all can check out Beth's blog. So thank you for the comment, Beth. And then we got another comment from a guy who commented last week. His name is Carl, or Copper Red. He's got a blog, too. I should put a little link to his blog, too. Link to Copper Red. And he says that he didn't know Joan Rivers was still alive. Well, yes, she is still alive. I know, and he says she looks dead. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with that. She does look dead. The bitch is, there's no more plastic surgery she can do. She's done it all. So, Copper Red, or Carl, thank you for the comment. I appreciate it very much. Last up today, I wanted to talk about a little thing I read on Mac Central. That's one of the Macintosh sites that I read every day. And it says that Apple and 7-Eleven are going to do another promotion like they did last year. I guess it was last year around this time. You can go to 7-Eleven and buy a Slurpee, and there could be a free song for iTunes on there. But of course, they're on the 32-ounce Slurpee cups. Who the hell can drink 32 ounces of a Slurpee? That's like major brain freeze. And about an hour later, you'll be pissing. But the point is not how much you can drink or that it's a 32-ounce cup. The point is that you could win an iTunes song. Now, here's what I need you all to do. You go to 7-Eleven and you buy a 32-ounce Slurpee. And if you get a free song from the iTunes music store, you just email that number to me and I will buy the songs. Okay? Now, isn't that fun? Unless, of course, you use iTunes, then you could just do it yourself. But it's so much more fun to give things away, don't you think? Give me those free songs. You know I love them. Actually, I believe it was when I first started podcasting, they still had the Pepsi bottle one going, and I don't know if I asked for that, or I must have written it on my blog, I don't remember, but my friend David, of Dating with David, he consistently would send me the numbers from the free songs from the Pepsi bottle caps. And I must have gotten like 5 or 6 songs from that. And not that my iTunes library needs any more songs, but, you know, it's always fun to buy songs on the iTunes Music Store. And remember, I think it's going to be at Macworld in July, that they're going to update iTunes to 4.9, and then you can do podcasting or download the podcast right in iTunes 4.9. So I'm waiting for that. I've already talked about that. And speaking of podcasting, I do need to mention that today's show, this exact show, is show number 30. Can you believe that? I've gotten through 30 podcasts. Of course, some are much better than others. But it's always fun to get to 30. So, yay for me. At the same time, I did notice today that the feed burner thing on the website says that we've dropped down to 31 readers. Now, that's just so sad. There were 38 yesterday. Are you trying to tell me that 7 people dropped out overnight? That they found me that boring? Well, too bad, 7 people. 7 listeners. And I know, have I mentioned it before? I don't know if I have or not. You know, because I just can't remember. Have I mentioned that you need to vote for me on PodcastAlley.com? Oh, I probably have. Well, you know, you can always vote again, especially if you have another IP address somewhere. Let's just take a look and see what we're up to on PodcastAlley.com. I believe, if I look at the details... Come on. All right, there we go. I have 20 votes for the month of June. Thank you, all you people who voted. And our monthly rank is 109. Oh, and looking at the date, exactly 1 month ago today is when I subscribed or put the podcast on to PodcastAlley.com. Yay! Well, we've just talked too much today. Well, not too much, but we've talked long enough. So we're going to end the podcast now, boys and girls, and maybe you'll get a special treat tomorrow night with the boyfriend. So, until next time, bye!
You've been listening to Archer Radio.